Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers today, otherwise partly sunny with our high nearing 55. Staying clear and chilly overnight tonight with a low around 32. Some frost early Saturday morning, staying sunny and a bit warmer with our high nearing 64, and clear skies throughout Saturday night with our low around 41. More sunshine on Sunday with a high of 74 and clear in 43 throughout Sunday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 45 degrees.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there is some good news in the state of Kansas as the Department of Children and Families has shown that overall adoption rates in the state have risen over the past 5 years. KSNT News reports that as of 2018, the average adoption rate per year was floating between 650 to 750 adoptions each year. But with the increase, there has been a decrease of the number of children in the Kansas foster care system of near 17%. As the latest numbers show that in 2022 so far this year, 948 children have been adopted. 2021 had a total number of 846. 2020, it was at 998, and the peak was in 2019 of 1,210 total adoptions. The Department of Children and Families says that they are encouraged by the increase in adoptions across the state, as the department has been struggling to maintain the number of children in the foster care system. If you would like more information on adoption in the state, you can go to the website at adoptkskids.org.
If you're serious about wheat yield and overall performance, now is a great time to call your local AgriPro associate. Ask about this year's trial data and the newest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. The AP Bigfoot wheat variety offers industry-leading yield potential coupled with acid soil tolerance and very good tolerance to leaf rust and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also your top choice in the AgriPro lineup for combating wheat streak mosaic virus. A list of AgriPro associates as well as agronomic performance data is available online at agripro.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Murder charges have officially been filed against a man in Topeka after a shooting and killing of a man in an apartment complex last week. KSNT News reports that Bruce Joe Holloway Jr. has been charged with premeditated first-degree murder and aggravated battery in relation to the death of a Keith Gaylord Jr. back on September 30th. According to the Shawnee County DA's office, the bond has been set for $1 million and will be set to appear for a scheduling conference in the near future. In other news, Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita is hosting a job fair coming up this weekend for Saturday, October 8th and 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Spirit HR Service Center Gymnasium. They say the job fair is for experienced manufacturing workers, where they're asking applicants with 2 years of experience to come in for an interview and have an on-the-spot job offer. KSN News reports that many of the open positions include sheet metal mechanics, CNC mechanists, along with stretch press operators. The company says they are offering excellent pay and benefits, including tuition assistance and opportunities for advancement. For more information, you can go to the Spirit AeroSystems website.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, U.S. Senator from the state of Nebraska, Senator Ben Sass, is reportedly expected to resign from the U.S. Senate to take a job with the University of Florida. KNOP News reports that during a statement from the university, they named Sass as their recommendation for the sole finalist for its president by unanimous recommendation from its board of trustees. According to the Presidential Search Committee from the university, they say, quote, "This is right for the University of Florida, right for the state of Florida, and right for the Sass family." Ben brings intellectual curiosity, a belief in the power and potential of American universities, and an unmatched track record of leadership leadership spanning higher education, government, and the private sector. In other news, the executive director for the Nebraska State Fair, Bill Ogg, has announced that he intends to resign from the position and to assist with the transition to a new leadership. In a statement, he said that he was hired back in 2020 to try and, quote, right the ship, but he feels that they're on the right direction now with record number attendance and positive reviews. Good American Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Local utility providers advise of a couple of scams. Blue Valley Technology patrons may have received an email indicating that someone on an unrecognized device had attempted to log into the Blue Valley account asking for acknowledgement or reply. Please disregard this email and do not click on any links. If you have recently, contact Blue Valley Technologies for assistance. Some Nemahal Marshall Rural Electric customers have received calls regarding past due accounts, with an individual stating that Evergy and Nemahal Marshall have merged and they're collecting accounts. These calls are a scam. The firms have not merged, and REA reminds they do not threaten disconnection or ask for bank account or credit card information by phone. If you have additional concerns, contact Nemahal Marshall Rural Electric. A patching and overlay project is underway on K-87 in Marshall County, covering 9 miles from the U.S. 36 junction south to the city limits of Elites. Traffic restricted to one lane in the work zone, directed by a pilot car flanger, signs and cones. Drivers should plan for delays up to 15 minutes. Work will continue during daylight hours and expected to be complete by late October. Homecoming is Friday at Marysville High School. The parade downtown begins at 2. United Bank and Trust Homecoming Tailgate Party in the City Park Friday runs 5 until 7. KNDY will be live with on-air reports and the Coach's Corner with Tony Trimble at 5:20. Queen candidates are Lauren Roberts, Brent O'Neill, Bella Lott, Maddie Kapp, and Taryn Claycamp. King candidates Sandra Zetterman, Tristan Schaefer, Peyton Smith, Rook Williams, and Devin Tomer. Marysville will host Valley Heights Friday evening. Crowning of the candidates at 6:30 before the 7 o'clock kickoff. Frankfort Homecoming is Friday with a parade downtown at 2. This year's Queen candidates are Taryn Parthamer, Maya Keller, and Joey Bussman. King candidates Devin Helmrichs, Max Schell, and Xander Hull. Frankfort plays host to Blue Valley. Marysville High School will host the regional girls tennis tournament Friday and Saturday. The new courts in the city park were the site of last weekend's league tournament. The 6 courts were rebuilt from the ground up with a $350,000 contribution from the Kramer family. On our public affairs program this weekend, Bruce Dierking, president of Marshall County Tourism, talks about the recent reopening of the Marshall County Visitor Center in Marysville. Patty Morton with Patty Day Realty this week moved her office to the location at the intersection of U.S. 36 and 77 in Marysville. And the lobby area will continue to feature information and brochures for all things Marshall County, as well as adjacent counties. As part of a shared agreement, Patty will be available to greet visitors when her office is open at the Visitor Center location. A busy weekend ahead, the Axtell Craft Day, Saturday 9 to 2 at the Axtell Aging Community Building, will feature vendors and home-based businesses offering a variety of handmade goods, baked goods, and more. Concessions available until 1. Blue Rapids Firemen, 10th Annual Fish Fry Saturday evening, serving at 5, with a beer garden and live entertainment featuring K.J. Bowers from 5 until 8, and Big Time Grain Company, 8:30 to 11:30, this year on the Square in Blue Rapids. A benefit run, walk, and bike event is planned Sunday at Alcove Springs and will feature a mile and a half run, walk, 5K run, walk, and bike, and 10K run and bike options. Participation is free with a $20 donation toward upkeep with a T-shirt. For additional details, contact Marysville Health and Fitness. The Loss of a Child Grief Support Group Marysville will host their 11th annual memory service Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall in Marysville. All are invited. Marshall County Historical Society quarterly meeting is Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville. Program will feature Jan Pope on signature quilts as part of the October quilt exhibition at the Arts Center. Public is welcome. In addition, the Arts Center will host a reception for the quilters Monday evening, 5 until 7. Quilting through the years will be on display throughout the month of October, Thursdays 11 to 6, Saturdays 10 to 2, and Sundays 1 to 4. Jim Lewers will perform an organ concert Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. at Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. A 1982 graduate of Marysville High School, Lewers returns to his roots that began in 8th grade at Marysville 45 years ago. Please join Jim Lewers as he retires from a career in the music ministry with an organ concert performance Sunday at 3 at Memorial Presbyterian Church, free will donation. Sunday continues rehearsal for the Axtell Community Choir Christmas Cantata at the Salem Lutheran Church. The performance is scheduled December 11th. Rehearsal Sunday evening, 7 until 8:30. Singers from throughout the area welcome to sing in the cantata. There are no tryouts. All willing to participate will be accepted. For additional details, contact Pauline Swanson at 785-292-4246. A Florida man who was a 2018 graduate of Beatrice High School died from injuries sustained in a motorcycle accident in Florida September 27th. Services for Gavin L. Beavers, age 23, of Kissimmee, Florida, will be Saturday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery, visitation Friday at the Laughlin Ova Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Gavin Beavers. Jerry L. Weimers, age 81, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Greenleaf, burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Jerry Weimers. David L. Neal, age 91, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Monday, 10 a.m. at the First Presbyterian First Christian Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 5 until 7. The Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for David Neal. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a hamburger, tater tots, broccoli salad, and rosy applesauce. Monday, chicken noodle soup, pimento sandwich, Normandy blend, and cinnamon apples. KNDY News Time, 717.
Join United Bank and Trust for the homecoming tailgate party this Friday evening in the Marysville City Park. Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coaches Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced. It's all free Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Park, hosted by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some cooler temperatures and a chance for some rain showers today as a large cold front starts to move through the region. Temperatures will stay cool overnight before warming up nicely throughout the weekend. There will be a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout the day today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout the state. Staying mostly clear and chilly overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Some widespread frost is expected early Saturday morning, staying sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 50s. Conditions will then stay drier as we head into next week. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the lower 70s. And mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Warming up on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And staying fairly mild throughout Monday night, clear skies with our lows in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday before a slight chance for some rain Tuesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early October 73, record high on this date 94. The average low 48 and the record low 18. Sunrise this morning, 7:29. Sunset this evening, 7:01. It's 45 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 7th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Saddle on up for the Bite Me Barbecue Buffet this Saturday, October 8th from 11 to 2. It's all you can eat, including pulled pork, barbecue chicken quarters and halves, cheesy taters, baked beans with burnt ends, and coleslaw. All you can eat buffet this Saturday runs 11 to 2 at Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. $15 per person includes drink. Let your friends know and come on down.
The demand for Landall products is real. Landall's orders are overflowing for all three product lines. If you or if you know of someone looking for an excellent career opportunity that offers stable employment and outstanding benefits, contact Landall Company in Marysville, 785-562-5381, or apply online at landall.com/careers. Positions available in Marysville, Waterville, Beloit, EEO, Vets, and Disability. Welcome.
An AFC interdivisional title on Thursday Night Football. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Week 5 of the NFL started in Denver. Broncos hosting the Colts. Both teams off to unimpressive starts. Late in the fourth quarter, Broncos up 9-6. And with Indianapolis having no timeouts, Denver just had to pick up a first down and the game would be over.
Receiver split out wide to the right side. Wilson fakes it to Gordon. In the pocket, throws upfield, picked off by the Colts, into the end zone, and the Colts are still alive.
The Colts would turn that INT into a game-tying field goal. In overtime, they'd go up 12-9. The Broncos drove to the Colts 5, going for the win at home.
Shotgun snap, Wilson looking, dancing, scanning, throws into the end zone, it's broken up, the Colts win!
Our thanks to WFNI, Indianapolis defeats Denver 12-9 in a battle of field goals. The baseball playoffs begin this afternoon. It's the wild card round. Guardians hosting the Rays in Game 1 on ESPN. Cleveland starter Shane Bieber on the opportunity in front of him.
I'm excited to go out there. It's going to be an entirely different feel as opposed to 2020. Just to feed off the energy of the Cleveland crowd and my teammates, most importantly, is something I'm excited to share with them.
Later on ABC, the Phillies visit the Cardinals in their Game 1. That'll be followed by the Mariners going north of the border to tangle with the Blue Jays. That game on ESPN. In the evening game, the Mets host the Padres. Manager Buck Showalter going with Max Scherzer, holding his other ace, Jacob DeGrom, in reserve and not divulging who'll start Game 2.
Well, because we haven't announced other than today, you know, it'll have some bearing. We know what we're planning to do, but some things are dictated by tomorrow night's game.
The Pods counter with Yu Darvish. First pitch, 8:07 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday Night Football, Marysville hosts Valley Heights. Game is live on KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, FM 94.1. K-Prep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Pregame and kickoff to follow. And over at Axtell, Frankfort will host Blue Valley. Washington County is home to Lincoln. Lynn travels to Donovan West. Centralia is at Garden Plain. Diller Odell hosting Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. And Southern is home to Palmyra.
Pearl Real Estate will be selling 151 acres of Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income Saturday, October 15th at 10 a.m., auction held at the Landall Lane Conference Center in Marysville. Land located east of Beatty, offering 140 acres of terraced crop ground with bonus income from wind tower and electrical line payments. Go to pearlrealestate.org to view easement agreement. Sale for the Sweeney Family Trust will be October 15th, 10 a.m. for 151 acres of crop-rich Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income. Auction conducted by Pearl Real Estate, St. Mary's, Mike Pearl Broker, Dennis Recheck Auctioneer.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Good morning to you on this Friday morning. Let's take a look back at yesterday, see what happened in the markets when it comes to grains in particular. December corn ended the day yesterday at 675.5. Now, that was down 8.5. Corn for March ended the day yesterday, Thursday, at 683.25. That was down 8. When we take a look at wheat December, $8.79 was the final price yesterday. That's down 23. March wheat at $8.92 3/4. That's down 22.5. Kansas City wheat for December end of the day 25.25 down at $9.65. Kansas City wheat for March end of the day yesterday at $9.62.5. That's down 24.25. Oats for December end of the day down 5.5 at $3.97. Oats for March end of the day at $3.99.5. That's down 6. Soybeans for November looked like this on Thursday. November soybeans, $13.58. That's down 11.75. Soybeans for January end of the day at $13.70.5. That's down 10. Taking a look at cotton on Thursday. Cotton for October end of the day at $90.90. That's down 33 cents. Also down 33 cents, cotton for December at $82.90. That was your final price on Thursday. Live cattle for October end of the day yesterday at $145.32.5. That's up 65 cents. But live cattle for December down a nickel at $147.87.5. Feeder cattle for October end of the day down 82.5 cents at $175.72.5. Feeder cattle for November end of the day 90 cents down at $176.42.5. So it was a tough day on the market in a lot of different areas. Some blame a stronger dollar for that. And we will find out shortly when the markets open. We'll keep you informed.
As we head into fall, it's time to start thinking about all our favorite tailgating and game day foods. At Yoder Meats, we want to help, and we've got all the right products to make any meat-eating experience great. Ribs, pork butt, brisket, multiple sausage and brat flavors, rolled and tied chuck roast, and so much more. Stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location today to pick out your next fall event's main meat course. Follow us on Facebook for all the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
The consumer's demand for meat is always changing and is different depending on location, but now it's easier to be aware of. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Glenn Tonzer, K-State livestock economist, and Justin Bina, K-State PhD student, explain the new Meat Demand Monitor dashboard.
The Meat Demand Monitor is a national survey of U.S. residents. The core point of it is to track meat demand patterns. But what we've added to that project very recently is this dashboard.
Consumer behavior varies across the country. If you think in the short term, in thinking about COVID-19, we saw varying risk preferences across consumer groups and across areas of the country. If you think in the long term, we are seeing interstate shifts in population, which brings about differing consumer behavior. With that motivation, came to Glenn one morning and I asked him if I could put together some form of dashboard of the meat demand monitor data to highlight those geographic differences in consumer behavior.
Tonzer gives an example to show how the dashboard works and all the information it can provide to the public.
One of the things that gets talked about is dietary differences. We have the national numbers here as well, and about 70% self-declared or regularly consumed meat in the second quarter of 2022. But that masks a lot of geographic variation that you now can readily see if you go to this dashboard. Go to the dashboard, you pull up the dietary, you know, variables that are sitting there for you. You will now see how state by state the dietary patterns change. And just as an example, I said 70% self-declared or regularly consumed meat protein in the Eastern Corn Belt and the Midwest. Those rates are roughly 80%. So the share that regularly consumed meat is higher than the national average. Some examples of states that are below average. So some western states and some northeastern states that are states that come in with lower rates. That isn't necessarily surprising, but now we can see it. We can track how it's different in future quarters and so forth.
Bina explains another example of information that can be visualized with the help of the dashboard.
We can also track consumer behavior across animal proteins. Embedded in the Meat Demand Monitor survey are a series of questions asking to recall the number of meals from the prior day that included either beef or pork or chicken or seafood. And then using the Meat Demand Monitor dashboard, we can then see how this varies across the country. In the Midwestern states, respondents are eating on average pork in between 0.57 and 0.66. In the Southeastern states, those respondents are eating pork in about 0.6 meals. In the Northeast and Southwest, that pork consumption is a little lower, hovering around 0.35 meals.
The real punchline that Justin shared was the Midwest and Southeastern states. The rate of including pork in your meals is almost double what it is the Northeast and the Southwest states. There's a sizable difference in the rate of meal inclusion, and again, that drives home the value of the dashboard.
That's K-State livestock economist Glenn Tonzer and one of his PhD students, Justin Bina, with insight to the new Meat Demand Monitor dashboard. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
729 from KNDY, 45 degrees this hour. Cooler highs in the middle 50s on tap today. Could see temperatures dipping to the middle 30s overnight tonight.
Dig once and plant twice. That's our bold planting advice. Details are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 7th, the 280th day of the year. Actress Rachel McAdams has a birthday, and from the Has It Been That Long Ago department, the musical Cats opened on Broadway exactly 40 years ago. This could be a good weekend to get spring-blooming bulbs in the ground. There's still time to develop roots before extreme cold sets in. And here's a trick that will give your bed a layered effect while making your digging do double duty. Plant companion bulbs in the same hole at different depths. For instance, you could plant daffodil bulbs, refill the hole halfway, and set smaller crocus bulbs around and between the daffodils. With the right combinations, you can set the stage for beautiful contrast and a succession of blooms next spring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips online at almanac.com.
Bulldog football homecoming is Friday for Marysville High School. Let's meet the candidates.
My name is Tristan Schaefer. I am the son of Ben and Aubrey Schaefer. I'm involved in football, wrestling, golf, FFA, FBLA, and M Club. My future plans are attending the University of Kansas, and I am undecided on my major.
Hi, my name is Bryn O'Neill. I am the daughter of Kevin and Jody O'Neill. I'm included in cross-country, basketball, and track, and as well as FBLA, FCCLA, M Club, and K's. My future plans are double majoring in accounting and personal finance, and I'm undecided on the university.
Best of luck, Bulldogs, and a salute from these red and black supporters.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa Parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Now that the Kansas City Royals season is officially over after losing on Wednesday their final game in their final six-game series against the Cleveland Guardians by 9-2. Shortly after that final game, the Kansas City Royals executive vice president, along with general manager J.J. Piccolo, officially announced that the manager, Mike Matheny, and pitching coach Cal Eldred will not be returning for the next baseball season. Matheny had joined the Kansas City Royals back in 2020 after being fired from the St. Louis Cardinals back in 2018, but the executives of the Royals said that they were looking for a different direction after finishing at the bottom of the American League Central with a record of 65-97, and for the seventh consecutive season, not making the playoffs. In the world of football, it is a big weekend of football here in Kansas as the Kansas City Chiefs are preparing for their Monday night game against the Las Vegas Raiders with kickoff at 7:15 Monday night. The Chiefs are coming off their victory against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last Sunday, 41-31. Mid-America Network Sports. Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership. University of Kansas Jayhawks head basketball coach Bill Self, along with all the players and athletic staff, showed up over the week for the Coaches vs. Cancer event in Lawrence.
It's so exciting to have the entire team, Mario, Bill, and Bill here. We're excited to have the whole coaching staff and athletic department support for this really community event here.
That was Ashley Byrne, the executive director of the American Cancer Society Kansas area, on KSN News. Coach Bill Self said that fighting cancer is like playing basketball. You can't let up, and you constantly have to fight.
The vast majority of everybody like this disease has, and so but we can't take the foot off the pedal. You know, we need to keep the foot on the gas as our athletic department, our basketball program, because we've had some good success happen to us, and same thing when fighting cancer. We need to keep the foot